Yo, back at it with another episode of Tommy Talks. It's been a while, chat. It's been a while, but guess what? Your boy got a PC, chat. So who knows? In due time, you guys may get a video version for real now. Don't know when that's going to start. I got to get a webcam and things like that, set that up and everything. But I did, like I said, I got my PC fixed today, chat. So y'all clap it up for Tommy, man. All right. But let's get straight to business, man. I've been gone for a while. A lot of things in wrestling has been happening. A lot of things in TNA has been happening. We got an announcement of a new belt in TNA, which I'm super stoked about. Champion will be crowned WrestleMania weekend, which we'll get into a little bit later in the episode. But another show that I've been, like, really glued to, especially with the build, the Mania, and it's not Raw and SmackDown. Believe it or not, it is not Raw and SmackDown. The show that got me in a chokehold right now, outside of TNA, is NXT, man. Their Stand and Deliver build to me? I'm not gonna lie. You can point fingers at Triple H and his current WrestleMania booking, and there's some things that are a little strange, a little wonky, but NXT Stand and Deliver build, I feel it has been perfect as far as what they have on, you know, on the roster. And as far as what they have to work with, I think has been almost perfect, bro. So I kind of want to get into NXT today with you guys, and then we'll end the show with the TNA news about the new belt and how they're going to decide that new champion and everything like that. But episode's not going to be too long. You guys know me. I don't like sitting in my chair for hours on hours. You guys may get a 15-minute episode, 20-minute episode. But with that being said, I can record more with that. But I want to get into NXT today, man. We'll do kind of like an NXT, I don't want to say recap. Y'all know how I am about recaps because I'm not going verbatim of what happened. But we will talk about TNA. Sorry about that. We will talk about NXT, the full show, and then again, at the end of the episode, we'll get to the TNA Unbreakable new championship and how they're going to decide that new champion. But let's get right into the NXT talk. So NXT kicked off with Jordynne Grace versus Jada Parker. Stephanie also said that after this match, she will decide who she's going to face at Stand and Deliver for the NXT championship, Women's Championship. So, that match kicks off. It's a pretty good match. During the match, there was some type of interference that caused that to end in a no contest. I have the NXT page open. I'm trying to remember who interfered. Hold on. After offense and several remarkable counters, Grace and Parker found themselves on the outside where they ran a foul of NXT Women, who was on commentary, attempted to hit Parker, but knocked Grace instead, forcing a no contest. So as you can see here, Stephanie Vaquer, she got involved. Just that simple. Knocked out Jordynne Grace. They're fighting. Everybody's fighting. Then comes out Julia. A returning Julia comes out. Turns on Stephanie because they were best friends before she left. Turns on Stephanie and basically just claims that all she cares about now is that NXT championship. So she's going to do whatever it takes to get back that championship. Later on the night, because of that, Stephanie went to Ava and was like, give me all of them. So now, and it's already been made official, we get Julia, Jordynne Grace, Jada Parker, and Stephanie Vaquer for the NXT Women's Championship at Stand and Deliver. And the build all the way up until then was, it was pretty good. It kept me intrigued, I'll tell you that much. Next, we had an NXT Tag Team Championship match, Fraxium versus Swipe Right, tag team from Evolve, who was actually, I'm not going to lie, I'm not really a fan of like the Swipe Right gimmick, but I understand what WWE sees in them and why they went straight from Evolve to get a match on NXT television. So I understand it. They're good in-ring workers. They seem really young. And knowing WWE, they may not be Swipe Right forever. That gimmick may not be, you know, what they run with forever. But I do know that Swipe Right is next up, regardless if they change the gimmick or not. But obviously, as you guys know, Fraxium retains, and they're still on this all-time tag team championship run. And if you guys don't think it's an all-timer, then I don't even want to talk about wrestling with you. This, hands down, regardless of how you feel about Fraxium, this is an all-time run. I don't care what anyone says. The next match was Sol Ruka versus and Fraxium retained, obviously. The next match was Sol Ruka versus Jasmine Nix. It was a qualifier for the North American Championship ladder match at Stand and Deliver. And Sol Ruka got the win. So she has now qualified. She has qualified now with Zarya. Dang, who's on the match? Zarya, Sol. I think Kalani's in there. And we'll get there. But yeah. I think that's it at that point. So not a bad one. Not a bad little ladder match they're creating over there. So the Culling had a tag team match. It was Brooks Jensen and Nico Vance, who were the tag team for the Culling. They defeated Hank and Tank. Hank and Tank are still on the losing streak. They had all these tag teams kind of give them prep talks every week. This week it was the Street Profits. And I believe a couple weeks ago it was Motor City Machine Guns. Shout out to TNA's GOATs. But yeah, I guess they're doing like a little storyline with Hank and Tank where they get all the way to rock bottom. And then I'm assuming that's when Sean's going to push them to the moon. But so yes, Hank and Tank losing again. The Culling got their win, which is nice for the Culling and nice for that tag team division. You know, build that one up a little bit more than what it already is. It's a little weak, actually, now that I think about it. But I like that. Hank and Tank, I feel like that's the next team right there. They're going to build them up until they can win those titles. Next, we have Ricky Saints coming out, just basically celebrating that he's the champ. As he comes out, though, it was like, so it was Ricky Saints, your NXT North American champion, right? Then Ethan Page was there. Wes Lee came out. Lexus King came out. So it's funny because they're treating that division, all their AEW talent that they brought over to NXT is in the North American Championship division. Basically, it's the AEW division. And then, again, you have a couple others like Wesley in there. But basically, he comes out celebrating, and all those guys come out, and they start basically a big brawl. So they start fighting and everything. But basically just revitalizing that North American division, which is nice. Wesley actually had a match right after this. Wesley defeated Josh Briggs' tag team partner. What's his name? Inamora. That's his last name. Inamora. Wesley beat him. Izzy Dane versus Rin Sinclair was the next qualifier match for the Women's North American Championship ladder match at Stand and Deliver. And Izzy Dane actually got the win. So it's nice to kind of see the Culling kind of getting pushed a little bit. Especially since Sean Spears was, North American champion for a week, maybe two. So it's nice to see that everyone around him is getting pushed. And he also said that's what it's about. So it's nice to actually see it come to fruition. The main event match was Dark State, Sacron, Sugars, Cutler James, and Dion Lennox versus Obafemi, Trick Williams, and Javon Evans in a six-man tag. And I'm going to be honest with you. Y'all seen in my thumbnail. Dark State beat Oba, Trick, and Javon. But it was because Oba and Trick could not get on the same page. So they were off in the back brawling while Javon was out there all alone with three members of Dark State, and Dark State ended up pinning Javon Evans. But Javon's trying to tell Oba and Trick, man, like, this, we need to come together to stop Dark State. And that's just the way it is. But again, Oba and Trick cannot see eye to eye on that. But again, just a great NXT episode. It's very solid. It's just, I like it because it's a tightly knit show. So y'all just went through it. It was a 10-minute recap on a 2-hour show. They get straight to it, lack of a better term. They get straight to it. So that was NXT. Again, solid episode. It was fun. But yeah, y'all ready to get into this new belt that TNA announced and how they're going to decide as champion and who's all fighting for it? Let's get into it. So, chat, TNA, this was on April 3rd. You guys can tell how far behind I am. But, so you guys all know about the TNA Unbreakable show that is coming back in Vegas April 17th, I believe it was. So that show is coming back. And to shout out the legendary AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, and Samoa Joe match, every single match for this new title is going to, or yeah, every match for this new title is going to be a triple threat match. I love that. TNA, way to stick to your roots. So at Unbreakable, they were crowned that new champion. And that new champion, or that new title, is actually going to be called the TNA International Championship. It is replacing the Digital Media Championship with that one there. And again, every match is going to be a triple threat. So there's three triple threat matches. The winner of each of those will then face at Unbreakable in the triple threat match that will decide their international champion. Oh, the first ever international champion. Let's emphasize that. Let's emphasize first ever. But the first match that we have is Eddie Edwards, Ace Austin, and Steve Maclin. Fuck it. We'll do predictions too, because why not? So in the first match, we have Eddie Edwards, Ace Austin, and Steve Maclin. I'm going to be honest. Think I'm going to go with Ace Austin here. I don't know how he's going to get the W, but I'm going to go with Ace Austin here. In the next match, we have Zachary Wentz, JDC from The System, and Eric Young. This one here, I'm going to go with Eric Young. I think Eric Young and the Northern Armory, I think they're gonna do something there. So I think Eric Young is gonna win this triple threat match here. And then we have AJ Francis versus Mance Warner versus Sami Callihan. I am a little upset they're in the same triple threat match. At first they weren't, but then Sami was like, "Nah, put me in the match with Mance." So he got his wish. That should have been in the final. That should have been at Unbreakable. They should have ended their feud at Unbreakable in that triple threat match. But again, we have AJ Francis, Mance Warner, and Sami Callihan. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I don't see a way AJ Francis can win this match. But when you think about it, sorry if you guys hear that. Someone's alarm is going off outside my house. But when you think about it, Mance Warner and Sami Callihan, essentially you would think they will cancel each other out because they're feuding right now, right? So then that leaves AJ Francis to get the win. So I'm going to go with that route. I'm going to go with AJ Francis. I think Mance and Sami, they can continue their feud, but they don't need a title to continue their feud. So I'm going to go with AJ Francis here. That leaves AJ Francis in the finals, Eric Young in the finals, and Ace Austin in the finals, which will be taking place at Unbreakable on April 17th to decide again the first ever international champion. And out of those three, I'm going to go with Eric Young. I think Eric Young would be a great first champion, especially with what he's doing now, this new heel character, his heel faction. Eric Young is damn near a TNA OG. So what better sense? Oh, I guess what better way to start a new TNA title than obviously putting it on a TNA OG, Eric Young. So that's my pick. I think Eric Young is going to be the first ever TNA International Champion. And I think that he's going to have the Northern Armory play a part of how he keeps the title for so long. But I love that we're getting an international championship at TNA. I was never the biggest fan of the Digital Media Championship. So I'm happy it's gone, and I'm happy we're back to real wrestling. We got an international championship. I love that. I think that's going to be the episode. Again, we're easing back into it. I took a break. I'm back now, though, so expect these a lot more frequent. And yeah, hope you guys enjoyed. And other than that, have a great rest of your day. And I think this is going on YouTube too. So if you're on part of the YouTube chat, make sure you subscribe, like, comment, whatever the case may be. No video for the YouTube people yet. Give me a couple more weeks and we'll get that set up. But other than that, man, y'all have a good one. And I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Peace.